leading news briefs this week, GW Micro has released Windows 4.1 after a public beta cycle. The software addresses some issues with the 4.1 release, improves access to the web, and offers support for Office XP. While the upgrade is available free on the web to all 4.1 users from www.gwmicro.com, a CD is also available for $20 US plus $7 shipping within the US that will offer Internet Explorer 5.5 and Internet Explorer 6, as well as the WindowEye software. Just a week out of the gates, if you'll pardon the pun, Microsoft Internet Explorer 6 web browser has already scooped up market share, surpassing AOL Time Warner's Netscape 6 browser, according to information released this week by Website Story, an outsourced e-business information provider. In its first week on the market from August the 27th to September the 3rd, Internet Explorer 6 picked up 2.4% of global browser usage share, exceeding global usage of Netscape 6, which was released late last year, Website Story reports. IE6 has continued to gain market share in the last week and has 2.6% of the market share on Thursday, according to Jeff Johnston, Vice President of Product Marketing, for Website Story's Stat Market website. Website Story didn't reveal the exact amount of market share Netscape 6 holds, saying that they sell that information. Motorola has developed a computer chip 35 times faster than today's models that will cut the cost of manufacturing electronics such as cell phones and DVD players. The semiconductor combines inexpensive silicon with gallium arsenide, a more expensive material that can transmit signals at much higher speeds. To Britain now, and BT is to cut the cost of its home highway ISDN service to help stimulate demand for higher speed net access. The price cut is in recognition that the take-up of broadband services has been stifled by the high price of ADSL and the limited availability of the service, according to insiders familiar with the situation. Swedish telecoms equipment manufacturer Ericsson, battling to turn around its handset division against tough competition, said on Tuesday that it would launch three new handset models in the fourth quarter of 2001. Two T60 WAP-enabled handsets for the TDMA and CDMA network systems used in the Americas will be available there in the fourth quarter. They'll be user-friendly with voice controls and simple joystick navigation, Ericsson said in a statement. A third model, the T65, is a next-generation GPRS, General Packet Radio Service phone, that will provide one-button access to the mobile internet using the GSM 900 and 1800 standards used in most of the world, also in the fourth quarter. Loss-making Ericsson, the world's number three handset maker, is merging its handset unit with that of Japan's Sony Corporation in a bid to beat off tough competition from industry leader Nokia and US peer Motorola. A new report from the Arab Advisors Group shows that Arab countries are starved of bandwidth. The report says the combined bandwidth of Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Lebanon, Jordan, Morocco, Oman, Syria, and the United Arab Emirates is 777 Mbps. Although this serves 740,000 subscribers, it's only equivalent to the combined bandwidth of 518 US cable modem subscribers. Net radio analyst Kurt Hansen has released the first installment of his combined ratings rankings, which contains for the first time all of the internet radio metrics which are publicly reported to agencies like Arbitron and Measurecast. The findings? Shoutcast quietly totaled in with a decisive 9.8 million total listening hours over a 30-day period, eclipsing the two nearest contenders, Live365 at 6.1 million hours and Net Radio at 4.1 million. In an effort to become the US's largest cable operator, AOL Time Warner proposed last week to merge its cable operations with AT&T's, executives close to the negotiations said this week. While AOL has not yet made a formal merger offer for AT&T's cable business, which is called AT&T Broadband, the proposal is the first signal that AOL is earnestly pursuing a deal. Watch this space. Instant messaging, once a novelty, is set to take over center stage in the way many of us communicate both at home and at work, according to a BBC report. about 100 million people already use some form of instant messaging software, and by 2004, IM is expected to be more popular than email as a method of communication. Up to 20% of Irish internet users will make significant purchases online this year. About 135,000 internet users in Ireland say they will definitely buy online this year, while a further 361,000 say they will probably do so. The US Senate agreed last Thursday to ease Cold War export restrictions on computers and other high-tech items that are readily available in foreign marketplaces. The revision of the 1979 Exports Administration Act, strongly backed by the Bush White House and the high-tech community, passed 85 votes to 14 and now goes to the House. Internet publisher CNET Networks says it has pulled the plug on the weekly News.com television show it first aired on the CNBC network in 1999. And from now on, the company said on Thursday, future video production from the company will most likely be viewed online. Shelby Bonney, the company's chief executive officer and president, said in a press release that ending its TV production efforts was part of a move to focus on content most closely aligned with CNET's growth plans. He said that means broadband video and audio content. Web surfers will likely find a flurry of new .biz websites in just a few weeks now, but controversy surrounds the launch of the new top-level domain. Most of the complaints stem from the way new names are being doled out, a system detractors have labelled as an illegal lottery. Lawsuits threaten to delay the planned 1st of October launch date. Free music downloading is hotter than ever, said researchers on Thursday, who found that more than 3 billion files were downloaded on four leading file swapping services in August, topping Napster at its peak. Several peer-to-peer services, which enable users to trade music, video, and other files over the web, have sprung up recently to fill the void left by song swapping service Napster, which has seen activity die due to music industry lawsuits. In what eBay calls a precedent-setting court victory, a federal judge ruled last Thursday that the internet auction company was not liable for copyright infringement because bootleg copies of a Charles Manson documentary were sold on its site. The case was one of several recently that have tested provisions of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, a 1998 law meant to stimulate internet commerce while protecting copyrights. Teenagers are spending millions of dollars online across Europe and the US, and the market is forecast to grow rapidly, according to Data Monitor, the business information company. A survey of teenage online spending across seven European Union countries and the US found teenagers spent $483 million US, a figure forecast to increase to $10.6 billion by 2005, with the development of new payment options. And to Australia now, Telstra says it plans to argue against allegations by Australia's competition watchdog that it is engaging in anti-competitive conduct in the provision of broadband ADSL services to competitors. Australian Competition and Consumer Commission Chairman Alan Fells said Telstra is failing to provide a true wholesale broadband service that would allow service providers to compete with Telstra's own Big Pond ADSL high-speed internet services. And that's News Briefs for another week.